Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on from... Wow, I got something turned up too high here. Excuse me. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, my goodness, it's Turncoat Tuesday, the 16th day of October, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 67 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I haven't been outside. Been working. That being said, we'll just start talking. How's that work for you guys? We'll get when we get back.
Some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, as all of you know, I've been absent here for a few days. I've had to take care of some business for... my corporate straw man, and I finished that work last night, and I've read over it again, and you know, work like that is very intricate, and everything looks to be like it needs to be, and so I decided to come up and broadcast today. I mean, I'm wrung like a rag, you got to believe it. But I need to take my mind off it, and then I'll, you know, clear my mind and go maybe watch some TV, go out and look and just stare at a tree or something for a long time, then come back and just read one more time. That's how you make sure you don't make mistakes.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah.
You know, you've been really cool about not mentioning the fact that it's going to cost you $450 to file this goddamn atrocity.
Well, it's not going to cost me $450 to file. It's going to cost me how much, Laura? $80 to make copies because I'm filing a response, and then the gas to go to Medford and back. So.
Okay.
That's the best information we had until we could call and find out. Because that's what it costs to file an action. We're not filing an action, we're filing a response.
I gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, and everybody's been, you know, more than willing to jump up and help. I mean, when it comes time to fight, you put the best fighter up there and you do the best you can, and everybody backs him. You don't go, you know, I talked about the fact that, you know, the Bundys came down with their little reading from the altered constitution. And then when the shit went down, can everybody send us $40,000 for lawyers and stuff? That ain't how it operates here. That's not what we're about. We're about the truth, and the truth, what we do is what is presented and what will be presented. Anyways, thinking about, you know, it has nothing to do with the response, but I read on the site the different postings from people who have been fleeced by these charlatans. And, of course, our response will be, yeah, I'll tell you what, it will be original. It'll be the most original response ever fucking written, I guarantee you, probably since the days of the colonies. That being said, I thought about how this game is being played. And I would just love, I tell you people, just love. I mean, I would enjoy it. It would be a joy to go into a real common law court and litigate the bullshit assertions in the form that they have put together to fucking steal from people. But the fact is, it used to be, you know, like if you read like California rules of court, you know, it has the qualifications for the bar. How do you get to be a part of the bar? And, you know, one of the parts in it is just like the one for Oregon is the ethics things, you know, and filing ethics complaints. I cannot believe that, you know, this is the direction it was all heading. I mean, it's been a couple of years since there was long discussions about it. And maybe everybody forgot about just exactly how they would try to take out the internet, how they would start taking out the sites. It would be through copyright, you know, copyright. Everything's copywritten right down. They would like to copyright a phrase, you know. But the fact is, you know, the statutes that they would cite are illegitimate. The freedom of the press means just exactly that, and the ninth article protects that freedom of the press as absolutely as it does anything else. Now, one of the things I found amusing was the unique picture thing. It was unique. Well, you know, if I, like I said, you know, just play games because I'm going to kill an hour here. I'm going to just wrap in with my bros and sisses. And a unique picture. Is there any other kind of picture? Unique, the definition for unique is being the only one of its kind, unlike anything else. Now, I'll tell you guys what. You take a camera, any camera, and you set it on a pod, and you aim it directly at a tree in the springtime with leaves on it. And you set that camera to go off every second for a year. Every photo taken in every second is unique. Why is it unique? Well, because the sun moves every second. The wind blows different. Go ahead.
You know how you catch a unique rabbit, don't you?
Unique up on that son of a bitch. But the very assertion of unique, every photo is unique. Photograph is unique. And then to say, well, it's unique because I could sell it to the New York Times. Well, you know, after, you know, a picture has been on the internet for, 6 months. Is it really unique at all? Is the uniqueness kind of rubbed off on it? I mean, like I said, every photo would be unique. Every photo for the year. I mean, even you could do it for 2 years and you'd never get the same exact photo. Everyone would be unique because the leaf would be in a different place. The sun would be hitting the leaves different that grew different because the tree grew taller. You see what I'm saying? What they're trying to accomplish here is a patenting of the news of our reality as it's unfolding in front of us. They want to be able to patent it. They want to be able to patent the phrases. They told us this is how it would be done. Don't you remember? And then they told us that then it would be like CBS and CBS. They start, you know, with, I told you, From the Trenches, it would be one of the first sites. Yes, and I know that this scam is, they've done this on other people, but there's a little bit of difference here. The first place, everything that goes through From the Trenches, you people have to know every word of these broadcasts, everything is going. There are CIA operatives listening. There are Mossad operatives listening. There are goddamn Chinese operatives listening. There's several governments around the world that are, you know, everything that's happening, that we're doing. Every time we type and something goes up, right away they're reading it, and they've got people, they got fucking crews doing it. So, at any rate, you know, like I said, you're pretending that the first place you're we do not have a United States government. It's a United States corporation, and we're considered property of that corporation. You know, that's why they try to throw out that straw man thing that, you know, you're doing businesses. That it's like IBM. That's why IBM, capital I, capital B, capital M. It's to pretend that you're a business. When you have the right to do what, I have the right to do anything I want to. Anything I want to. In my private capacity. As a free national under my Bill of Rights. If you have a problem with it, there is only one way that you can take me to task on it. And that is, well, through the common law, of common law filing in a common law court. Which I would, like I said, I would love to argue this whole thing. Like I said, you know, this thing had, I mean, this picture that they're talking about, I mean, it had been on the site. I mean, they discovered it 5 months ago. So God knows how long it'd been out there on however many sites. It was not copywritten. They copywrote it so that they could try to sue. You see what I'm saying? It's a game. It's a game. We're not going to play. And I'm not going to reveal too much of what I'm doing. At any rate, as far as the bar, we were talking about the bar and the ethics codes of the California bar. I can't believe nobody has filed ethics violations on this lawyer. Because I was reading, you know, back and forth as I'm doing all this insanity. And you know, when people were talking about it, something that came up that might interest me. Lord, we had to keep checking. We can't just turn the site off until we get this done. It has to be checked once in a while. See what else is going on. But there was this comment came from DL. It said, thanks to these jackasses trying to sue Henry and Laura and 10 others, I put my vigilance hat and checked out of these MFers, I think she meant if, these MFers could pull this crap on my Omega Books site when I discovered I attributed my free PDF cover to the wrong website. So I made the change from pexel.com to pexel.com with quotation marks around it. I mean, Pexel, it's the same goddamn thing. So what are we talking about here? Which is copyright and royalty free. Turns out Higby and Sadowski are part of a scam image download site, which is owned by one of Higby's legal partners. They own the image site, claiming to have copyright free images that folks unknowingly download thinking they are copyright free images, then wind up getting sued. Methinks this scam is coming to a an end quickly. Info comes from one of the sites linked to above. Yeah, this is a scam. We checked it out. You know, they have they've set this up all the way across the country. But this is a scam. This is a sanctioned scam. This is the beginning. I mean, the Chinese have control of your internet now. Okay, that's why I always talk about. You know, the censors over there, what the hell do I call them? Winston Cheese. All the Winston Cheese going through it, finding ways. If you were going to have somebody run the internet for the freest country, supposedly the freest country on the planet, of course you'd go to Red China, Communist China, correct? That's who you'd hand the task over to, right? You betcha. But this is not going to stop with this or anything else. It will come down to the point, and I've heard even spoken about, phrases, owning phrases. It was a unique phrase. Everything in this goddamn world is unique. The thing is, it is a scam between the government and the lawyers or the attorneys. I won't call them lawyers, attorneys. It is a scam between both. All make money. But see, the problem here is the way when you're running scams like this, if you're gonna, you have to put up the money, like Mark just said, the $400 you got to put up. And it's always been, it's just as natural as breathing, that if you're going to sue somebody, the first thing you do is just see if they have anything to sue for. We don't. We don't own shit. We don't own nothing. We have nothing to be taken, except the only thing that they could be wanting is from the trenches, because they want from the trenches removed. You see, they didn't go to the server and say, we need to take something. They're suing for us and 10 others. 10 others, that's how many people it would take to run a site as big as From the Trenches. This is what they're calculating. They have to be. 10 others. 77,000 posts on, there's 77,000 posts on From the Trenches. And when we tell you we work 80, 90 hours a week, we're not bullshitting you. We do it. And we do it for at a loss to ourselves. We do it for our country. We do it for our people. We do it for what is right against what is wrong. And like I said, with this pixel, this just what she's showing right here and what the other things I've read, just why hasn't there been a complaint to the California bar about this racket, because that's what it is. And it is a national racket. This isn't going on in a city or a town. This is going on nationally. At any rate, the unique photo, I wanted to talk about that. The fact that this is blatantly in your face a scam, but the fact that they would bother us, bother From the Trenches. I mean, we file taxes every year, and we qualify for food stamps. Well, that's how fucking poor we are. That's how nothing we have. So there has to be no another reason for this. And the photo is by no means unique when there's 10 million copies of it out there. It's not unique. And it is of the same photo. And this isn't something that a person created, like a work of art. Like I said, what they're trying to patent here is the fucking telling of an event, even as it's happening. Because, it's like when they did that last fall school shooting, we put up the thing about Shepard Smith, where he, how in the hell did it go? Where he says, well, sometimes, because, oh yeah, the kids two blocks away, I thought they heard the shots, which was an impossibility. And he says, well, sometimes people can get these things planted in their mind. I mean, he fumbled all over it. And we showed it. We cut the video and we showed it. And right away it was removed from YouTube, and we were given a bad mark, man. What they're trying to get rid of is the truth, like we told you all along. This thing with Alex Jones, they put him up like, that's why it was done in the order it's been done. The Chinese are running this shit. And the first thing is got to be like, we're going after this big side, this from InfoWars thing, they could ever cause harm. Now, it would make sense to sue Alex Jones. I mean, his billion, probably by up to around $1 billion operation, for something like the Sandy Hook thing, which you could never prove, which will never go to court. Have you heard anything more about it? It's about shutting the truth. Right now, there are goddamn, because I go to look for things. Because there's things that, a couple other things together in my mind that I've seen on the internet. And I'll go to look for these things, and I'm going to look for these things because they are key pieces of information that put the whole puzzle together as to exactly what's going on in this country. I go there, they're fucking gone. Old Winston Chi is there. They are removing content from the internet. The governments are. You know, and then you could look at this another way. You know, you got Bill Gates, or you got, what the hell is the other son of a bitch that, what's his name? The Facebook guy.
Zuckerberg.
Now, see, these people have blatantly violated the rights of millions of people. Blatantly. But nobody can do anything about them because, well, this multi-billion-dollar industry is all private. Somehow their shit's private. And me, living out here in the middle of fucking nowhere, indigent, I'm a corporation that can be sued. Really? You see that it's, and you go to these chancery courts, these courts of administrative admiralty, maritime law, fucking shit that don't even pertain to an American. These charlatans, I mean, they're getting their cut of the action. When I was doing the law before, and I told you when I did the 40 days as a political prisoner, I wrote a 23-page judicial complaint to the Oregon Judicial, outlining, I mean, in fact, exactly, you know, where the violations were in the procedural violations. I mean, violation. Yeah, I got back one sentence, people. The Judge Knips enjoys complete immunity. You see, they've created this corporate United States, or this U.S. corporation, and they have taken complete power away from the people. They think this handful, using, like I said before, you know, these corporate unions of corporate enforcers with guns to enforce their unlawful actions upon the people. That's why when I tell you there's only one thing going to happen here. You're going to fight, or you're going to fucking become a slave, or you're going in the goddamn ditch with a bullet in your head. This isn't going to be changed by they don't know what they're doing, okay? Because they do. They know exactly what they're doing. Everything they've done has been very cold and calculated, and they're not stupid like people try. Oh, they're so goddamn stupid. No, they're not stupid at all. But the main ones are just fucking flat ruthless, but they do hire brains. They hire the best brains that would go against their own people to, you know, help them formulate this shit. You know, when I first put up the notice that, you know, From the Trenches is going to be taken down, you know, I'd read the thing, and, you know, I did it to piss everybody off because it is the intent. But, you know, right away I seen people coming up going, well, we'll have to, you know, start another site. Henry could never be in the lead of the sites. And you know what? Fuck you. You want to bet? On your best day, you can't fucking lick the shit off my ass. You fucking, even the people that are supposed to be bros. You resent me because of my intelligence? Is that what this is coming down to? Because that kind of pissed me off. Oh, he can never have. What the fuck? I'm indigent. Nobody can take shit from me. Take from the fucking trenches. There'll be another side up the next fucking day. And through the people, contacts I've made across this goddamn country, fucking everybody will know about it within a couple of weeks. It's not gonna stop. It stops when they know, they understand me better, actually, I guess, than some of my own people. I don't stop. I never have stopped. And instead of looking, I mean, I think, I looked, I thought, started, first thing that went through my mind is Spike. You guys all forgot who Spike was, what he did for you? Would it be that easy just to fucking just, whoa, hell, that's gone. We'll go over here. Here's something. Oh, this will entertain me. This ain't about fucking entertainment. This is about war. You push it and you push it and you push the truth until they are forced to use force, and then you fucking kill them. That's how this game works. It ain't just something that's just going to go on. This is going to entertain you until you die, and then you can go on and do something out, you know, until you die. And then, you know, if they, well, that fucking site gets, well, that site got took out. From the Trenches is a unique site. From the Trenches is the absolute truth. It's the absolute truth asserted. We call them the goddamn traitors they are. We'll call them by name because that's what they are. And it is our right. We know who we are. We know what our authority is. We know that they have no authority over us. We know that we are under an occupation that was accomplished through fraud. We know that we outnumber them thousands to one. And there was one person who put, you know, from the Trenches to be taken down or whatever over on another. Which site was that that printed that? Huh? Government Slaves. That's the only place that I've seen it even show up. Where are all these fucking patriots? You see these ones calling themselves fucking patriots. Oh, they would love to see From the Trenches gone. Then they could go back to their old fucking scams, playing the games. And then, for like I said, you people, when one guy fucking dies, you just go on to the next fucking thing. Hey, you know, Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. If something were, Spike was my brother. Spike would fucking fight with me side by side right to the fucking death, I guarantee it. You know, if something like, having allies, true allies, but I'm not going to ally myself with anybody who is not for that, fucking going to fight for that Bill of Rights. Because the thing is, what I've come to understand in my research that I've been doing it fucking relentlessly here to complete what I'm doing, the documentation. As you know, what happened is in 1871 with the establishment of the, first in 1868 with the insertion of the 14th Amendment. That was an act of treason. That was an act of fraud. It was completely fucking illegal. The Ninth Article, no authority could exist to do it. But once they had declared the people their subjects and subject to their legislation, well, they just started legislating your rights away. But they couldn't do it. Why? Why couldn't they do it? I hope there's some of you out there that actually know this. Maybe some of you who think you can take my place. They couldn't do it because it violated the Ninth Article. No power could be created to take away the Bill of Rights. And to name somebody a subject. A subject does as they're told. A subject is not a free man. A subject is not a freeholder. A subject is subject to somebody else's will and authority. So the 14th Amendment clearly was fucking illegal. It should have been stopped. I mean, and we've talked about it before. We know why it wasn't stopped, because Lincoln had all of the Supreme Court judges who had already declared that this fucking idea that the government could go out and fucking just remove the people's Bill of Rights and claim martial law over the people. Now, they could declare a martial law within the government, but they never had the authority to declare a martial law on the people. Why? Because the Ninth Article said no authority, such authority could ever exist, and that is the people's law. The people are the authority for the United States of America, the little U, big S. You, little you, United, big S states of the Americas. I hear some noise. What is that? Got some noise. Anyways, guys, we'll go ahead and take a break. Maybe we find out where the noise is coming from. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Take your break.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shaw, Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. You're gone. Contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Expect No Mercy by Nazareth. Listen to there. And back to the issue at hand. Now, Spike Timmons, you see, when I had to go off the air to do this, I guarantee you he would have been on there every day. He'd have took my fucking hour. He'd have been on there for 2 fucking hours raving, pissed, just going for it with everything that in his body and soul. But like I said, the one website, they see that because, you know, no matter what people tell you, the other website, they want fucking rid of From the Trenches too. Because what the fuck, they're useless. They don't tell you the whole truth. They don't know the whole fucking truth. And they don't have the fucking balls to come up. Go ahead.
It was posted on What Really Happened.
Oh, was it really? Thank you, Misty. Laura said that was you that came up. On What Really Happened, yeah. Then. Kudos. Anytime I've seen a site attacked, besides Alex Jones and InfoWars, I guarantee you any of the small sites, it's gone straight up on the trenches. And I'd help defend those people. Because where all we got? And they can't stop what the trenches has planted. The seed has been planted. The truth is there. I mean, and right now I'm telling you, there's a bad scramble in China. It's being done in China, where this United States corporation turned the internet created by the people of the United States and other people around the world, added to the creation. Over to red communist China. Wonder what they got in mind, people. The same kind of censorship worldwide that they have in China, perhaps. Using the same techniques because these people are professionals. That's what they do. But they're not doing it like you think. What I want to get through here, they're removing content. They're just removing things, you know, it isn't like somebody put up a YouTube video last week about the pedophiles. And they took that video down. No, they're into the net from the beginning to the end. They got thousands working on it. Removing phrases, removing pictures, changing phrases, changing goddamn definitions. This is what is going on right now. And the bottom line here, people, is, you know, we can play these fucking games as good as they can. I promise you we can. This isn't my fucking first rodeo, but it won't end with this, okay? This is just the beginning. And this, like I said, this was discussed a few years ago. It was discussed in depth by a lot. Everybody was talking about it. How they, you know, the copyright, what they wanted with the copyright thing, copyright thing. I got news for you. Those statutes do not apply to the American national. By law, they do not. They're government statutes within the government. They apply to the government all fucking day long. Or a corporation. But a free individual in their private capacity, which is what I am, which is what you are. No matter, you know, I started checking on it because last night, you know, I put it up on the site, but I said, God damn it. You know, I wonder, in the voter rolls, are the names all in caps? And we went and checked and we found it. And of course it was on somebody else's fucking site. So we didn't dare print it, put it up on the site. But they're all in caps. The voter rolls are all in caps. What you have is a corporation, granting consent to corporation. And each one of you going out there and voting, you're voting for your straw man corporation. You're voting to fuck yourself, to fuck everybody, to fuck the United States. The little United, big S states of these Americas, that's what you're voting for. You're not even a person in the vote. You're a dead corporation. They took the letters of your name and they formed a corporation so that they could steal your inheritance as an American national. What belongs to you as an American national? And this is where they pretend the authority to be selling what belongs to you. It's through the Straw Man Corporation. And they can, and you look at everything. I got out checkbook. Look at your checkbook. Now I filled out all those papers in upper and lower case for my check, for my account. But my account somehow is all in caps. Wonder why. So anyway, at any rate, you know, this ends when we fight. It'll be push and shove and fuck you this, fuck you that, and everything else. But in the end, we're not going to shut up. And we're not going to stop telling people. I mean, you know, the content on From the Trenches, every fucking thing there, the 2,000 articles I wrote to start the site, everything on From the Trenches, anybody can take it and do what they want with it. You can take it and you can publish it anywhere. And that's going to include this next piece that I'm going to put up there. And anybody who's listened to the tapes that Mary put together and can read and has a fairly, you know, just an average goddamn IQ, there will be no doubt in your mind exactly how it all works and how it's all being done and just how fucking illegal it is and that the only remedy is to fucking fight them. Physically,
Henry?
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm gonna bear with me here. I just want this cleared up in my own mind, so just kind of bear with me. So, this particular image that they're trying to sue you on, we put the picture up on the site, and then after it was put up on the site, is that they copyrighted it after you put it up, or it was already copyrighted?
No, it was not. It was not copyrighted when it was put up.
See, that's what I don't understand. That right there is the whole goddamn thing.
That's not the argument. That is not the argument. That's not even close to it. That's what, you know, these people, what they do is these people who are getting fucked on this deal, on this scam, they go with, when these lawyers, when they're setting this whole thing up, it's a dual purpose thing. They're going to make money at it. They're fucking, the Jews are running it. But they're going to go and they're like these people who have ended up paying $6,000 here. You know, they've coerced this money out of them. They could get first thing you're going to do is go get an attorney. The day before we were served with that suit, I get this goddamn thing. It was just like a piece of paper stapled together, right? It was a yellow piece of paper and Laura opens it up. We just went by post office, the only piece of mail we got. And she looks at it and it was attorneys and we are aware that you are going to be sued and we do copyright. And see, it's all a fucking big scam, guys. It's all a big scam. So that lawyer gets to make some money. They're all in on it. It is a fucking racket by definition of the word. But see, we can't go after them. Why? Because they've removed the common law. They've removed our courts. There is no questioning that our jurisdiction is superior. We are the people. We are the original grantors. It's the hijacking of the big S states of the America by the big U United, big S states corporation. It is fraud. It is completely fraudulent. It is without authority. They have hired private, all this whole, there's all these police forces across the country are all, they're all private, like hired by Walmart that are enforcing this illegal jurisdiction that cannot be exercised on an American national in their private capacity. They see what the first thing they did when they formed their new United States corporation illegally in violation of the 9th article of the People's Bill of Rights, which is ratified law. It's the only ratified law left in that it's not being enforced, but it is fucking there. It is ours to enforce. And it is our authority. It is our jurisdiction. But they started writing all of these legislations because if you read the 14th Amendment, you're subject to the legislations of the state and the federal government, see? So they start writing legislations just like, you know, in the original Constitution, I mean, you can't amend the Bill of Rights. It's unamendable because of the 9th article. But if you wanted to start, you know, moving, fucking, they didn't start on the Bill of Rights. They just started with little things, you know, as writing their own laws in violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. And then That's why I tell you the first thing they had to do, and the first thing I watched them do, they had to remove the common law courts. The place where you could take them in as individuals and say, you violated this fucking, you wrote this law, I'll give you that. All of you signed it, I'll give you that. That's what I'm here to prove. And you all signed it, and you all did it, and you enacted it with privateers, as a private corporation. You sent people out with guns to enact what you wrote down on this piece of paper, but that what's written down on this piece of paper is a clear violation of the procedural due process. It's just like removing the, you know, when they came up, the way they've, you know, like the War Powers Act. See, it's all under emergency. It's an emergency. That's why we got to do it. Lincoln was the first. It's an emergency. I'm declaring martial law on the country. He couldn't do it. The government didn't rule the country. The country, the people ruled the government. And so that was the first time that they, you know, they did it and got away with it. And the Supreme Court judges, like I said, before the fighting starts, there is going to be the mandamuses are going to roll. People are going to find out what they are and they are going to roll. Believe me. But I got to believe they were pouring in to the Supreme Court out of the southern states. Mandamuses from people. Straight, every American national has the authority. We are above the government. That's how the original Constitution, is designed. I mean, that's what they sold you. And the Bill of Rights makes us above the government. The government can have no authority to remove us from it. Go ahead.
But when I read the complaint, it had the words copyright infringement all over that complaint. That's what I thought that you were being sued on.
Well, it is. But, I mean, you got to understand how a court works. You have to. If he wanted to actually say that Henry stole my picture, I mean, you see the copyright laws that they cite in that document. Those were all written in violation of the Bill of Rights because they remove you from the common law.
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay.
They put you into a government jurisdiction. They put you into a government jurisdiction instead of a private civilian national. They remove you from your jurisdiction and your jurisdictional rights. Now, if you wanted to sue me in the common law and you can find a common law court, oh, you'd be my best fucking friend. I'd go in that common law court and I would file a mountain of fucking documents charging treason and charging individuals with treason, sedition.
As usual, you're about 5 miles in front of me. I get you, I'm a little slow with all this, so kind of bear with me. But, okay, so you're just... They have no right to sue you, period, no matter what the hell it says in that complaint. I got you. Okay. I mean, copyright infringement has nothing
not
to
as
do
a,
with it.
I'm not a corporation. See, what you have, the person, Sandusky, he signed nothing. He signed no complaints. He signed no affidavits. He is a corporation. That's why his name's all in capital letters. He hired another corporation to sue me as a corporation. And that's why it ain't going to fly, guys, because I'm not a corporation. But they've done this. See, they've done this successfully. Now, I don't know. I mean, God, if they just stumbled upon it. But, you know, it's like we were talking about when the picture was originally put up, there was no copyright on it. There wasn't a copyright on it. And I mean, you're talking shit. When they just said they discovered it 5 months earlier, I don't know how long it had been up. Maybe it could have been up there for a year, 2 years without a copyright on it. And so they go and they file a copyright on it, and then they think it's all a game. Then they think, but they cannot bring an American national in this private capacity into a government court, which is what these are.
Well, I just put a thing up on the site. The law states that it's 3 months they have to file the lawsuit on if it's been registered as a copyright.
Well, yeah.
So I mean, so 3 months is the limit.
Well, yeah, exactly correct. Well, yeah, they filed the copyright, waited for the 3 months, and then filed the lawsuit. I mean, it's a scam.
Yeah.
But the bottom line here is jurisdiction. Can I be sued as an American national? Oh, yeah. But you got to do it in a common law court. In a common law court, you see, the judge up there, he isn't appointed by the corporate government that was formed illegally. The corporate government was formed in direct violation of the Ninth Article. It is a fucking fraud. and they appoint the judges to these federal district courts. So that's appointed by the government. The government then goes and what they write out all the like these statutes on copyright. They write out these statutes on copyright, which have nothing. Their statutes cannot apply to a freeman, to an individual in their individual capacity. I'm not a fucking business. And you guys got to know that we do without eating sometimes to keep the From the Trenches up. We're not doing this for profit. We're doing it to right the wrong. But that really has nothing to do with the argument either. The argument is, the bottom line here is the jurisdiction, the people are the authority for this country. Our authority is above the government. When they wrote that 14th Amendment saying that that we would be subject to their legislation, they see they turned that all upside down. They created an authority above the Bill of Rights, which the ninth article that could actually remove you from your rights. It did. They used it to remove your common law courts. Then they declared an emergency. See, Article 9 is pretty goddamn clear. You cannot create anything. I don't care. It's an emergency. We got to take away your Bill of Rights. Well, you can't do that. It's forbidden. So it's all a fraud. The court's a fraud. Go ahead, sorry.
And they do it under threat of jail, and they do it under threat of financial exploitation.
Well, exactly correct. Because you see, who do you think did the fraudulent, fictitious paperwork together to remove the common law courts? That would have been the attorneys. A part of a private association.
I'm being forced to go to jury duty, and I don't know how to deal with it because I know it's a violation, but I can't afford a year in jail for $1,500. I can't afford it.
What, because you don't want to go to jury duty?
Right.
Well, all you got to do is show up. You show up there, and I'll tell you what a friend of mine did.
The questions are intrusive, and I should not legally have to answer my children's name. Have I voted? These are questions I am demanded to answer.
Are you unregistered to vote?
It doesn't matter in the state of Kansas. I have a driver's license. No, I am not.
You're not registered.
I'm registered. I don't vote.
But
I understand what you're saying, but they can pick up on your license. Even if you have a driver's license, they can demand you to go to jury duty.
Well, Misty, just
yes, they can.
Misty, this is Katie. Anyway, good to hear your voice. Yeah, I back in Wichita, I called to jury duty, showed up. You know, actually got up into the, you know, jury panel and all like that, inside the, you know, the little gate thingy. And anyway, he said, is there anybody here that, you know, can't do that? And I said, well, I can. I've got children. And he, you know, he told me, get the hell out of my courtroom, you know, blah, blah. So I got up and I left. So lie to him. I mean, if you feel like you got to
show
up.
She's just talking. She shouldn't have to fill out the paper. And you're right. You shouldn't, Misty.
If I don't, I'm facing a year in jail and $1,500 fine to where I live in a community, a town of 5,000 people. Mm-hmm. They're going to come after me.
I know for a fact. Oh, yes. And there's no doubt about it. Now, see, you can... you know, I just spent, a guy came tell you how many hours. I mean, I lost days in doing what I just did with this man, Damas. When you read that man, Damas, you'll understand how you could tell him no. But, I mean, it has to be done perfect. And if there's just, I mean, I've done it years and years. I've done it so many times.
I can't open that.
Pardon?
I can't open it because I don't have office.
No, I haven't even put it up yet. It hasn't been filed yet. You're talking about the other man,
oh,
Damas, was simple play.
Yeah.
That was just simple play. This is into a federal court, okay? But your only choice, I mean, this is the choices.
Mm-hmm.
This is your choices. You fucking take a gun and you shoot them when they come to get you, or you fill out the goddamn paper. You go in there, and as soon as they ask you, the first question they want to ask you or something, you say, I know this is a court of admiralty, and it's here to violate the rights of the people it brings in. And I promise you, you won't be on that jury.
Yeah, I understand that, and that's what I plan to do. It's just the fact that I don't think
intrusive,
I
isn't
to answer
it?
These questions.
Intrusive, isn't it?
Pardon?
Intrusive, isn't it?
It's very much so. And it can do damage to, it's
you don't
not
have to explain.
To
I think
grand.
I think I get what you're saying, but I mean, this is where we are in this whole thing. They have declared. I mean, they openly declared. I mean, you had the head CEO for the United States Corporation sit down and tell you, well, we'll take the guns and then we'll give them the due process. It's like he didn't know what due process meant. And then when he wanted his judge put in, they were just going to just arbitrarily kick his judge. He has the right to due process before you kick him, try to get, not let me nominate him. Do you see what I'm saying? It's the cat's out of the bag. I think everybody pretty well understands. It's like I said, like you said, your driver's license, your checkbook. You go look at anything where you have created an account or any kind of goddamn Facebook account. Anything. Your name's all in capital letters. They are trying to, the way they're trying to make us their property is by incorporating us into their incorporation, into their corporation. I am not I'm not a piece of corporate property. I can make that goddamn clear. You will see. I will make that very goddamn clear.
Henry, real quick, those other lawsuits that were settled with these clowns, is there any possibility that these people were just straw men, that they were fake lawsuits to get false presidents? I mean,
nope.
Are you sure these?
Nope. I was actually telling you exactly how they do it. Now, see, they've set up offices. I checked it out. They've got offices all over the country. This one little cocksucker down here, this little thieving fucking charlatan shyster down here in California. Little offices. I mean, it might just be a goddamn trailer house or something, but they put them in all these localities because they intend to do this on a wide scale. They're setting it up by direction of the Chinese, I guarantee you. But they have to start a working, they have to set a precedence for working. So it ain't just, if you went straight after the goddamn websites that are anti-government, it would be pretty goddamn clear. But even any lawyer that's operating in the profession, before he would sue anybody, I guarantee you. I mean, Helga, you think about it. When you can't even get in to see a doctor at a hospital without them doing a credit check on you.
Right.
You think they didn't do a credit check on me? You think that they do not know that I am indigent, that I have nothing that can be taken from me? It's for the site. And I told you trenches would be the first, and they've set the precedence by going and having, these people doing, first thing that these people do is go, oh, they call one of them lawyers, and they go, yeah, I've been waiting on this call, just like the guy that sent me the letter before I ever got the fucking lawsuit. Oh, yes,
Henry,
yes.
Where will you file your paperwork?
Pardon?
Where will you file your paperwork?
In the federal court over in Medford.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll be accomplished. There probably won't be no broadcast tomorrow. I hope Hubert's listening. There probably won't be no broadcast tomorrow because, like I said, I'll clear my mind and read it one more time. But I'm pretty sure everything's exactly how it needs to be. And then,
what will happen? I mean, once they read this thing, they may just shut it all down. But I mean, if they proceed, what would be the next step?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you after I file it.
Yeah.
Because they're listening to me right now.
Okay.
But I will tell you, Katie, sleep sound tonight.
Okay.
All's good. That being said, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour, and I'm glad I got to go in and rap with you guys for a little bit. And like I said, it probably won't be up tomorrow. I don't think I can make it back in time. But when I do get back and when it's filed, it will be published to the public domain. And I thought about the pictures thing. And yeah, I don't know if it, some of you people know. So I've told you we know each other personally. But on the side of the site, you'll see This Land Photos. And when Laura and I have traveled for years now, we've, you know, because we're seeing this, everything that we knew is when we were young being ripped apart, tore apart, paved over, houses, just ripping this fucking place apart. And we've wildlife photos, taken thousands of them. And there is a whole side of them over there at This Land Photos. And you will see that they are very unique photos. And they are given to the people. Anybody can take them and put screens. We have them as screensavers on our computers. And they alternate and change. So you're seeing different wildlife. You mean, you might see an eagle here, or you might see marshlands here or a river here. But it's all given away. But, you know, every one of them, very unique photos. But this is what it is, man. And I'm telling you people, in the final equation, this is the Chinese going to work at removing content from the internet. It's not like when they're removing, like, Zuckerberg removing accounts and stuff where it's out in every, see, that's what they want you to look at. And Alex Jones, you know, look at Alex Jones, looks over here while you got, a million fucking Chinese sitting at fucking computer things, removing phrases and removing pictures and changing phrases just slightly. Do you see what I mean? This is fucking 1984.
Use those pictures, Henry, for This Land Photos. Use them for your, your background on your computers and stuff. I mean,
that's what I do.
Wallpaper.
Oh yeah, they're awesome wallpaper. You'll love it. And that's free to everybody. Just like everything at From the Trenches has always been free to everybody. We got it handled, people. We'll talk to you as soon as we get the filing done. And that being said, that is the word from the trenches.